This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. As violence gripped Bangladesh amid ongoing student protests, several reports indicated today that Sheikh Hasina has resigned as the country's prime minister and left the country in a military helicopter. Bangladeshi media reported that PM Hasina left for a safer place after hundreds of protesters stormed Gunnar Bahan, the official residence of the prime minister in Dhaka. In a televised address to the nation, Bangladesh Army Chief General Waqir-uz-Zaman urged the countrymen to remain patient and maintain peace. He said an interim government will be formed to run the country. Around 100 people were killed and over 1,000 injured in the clashes that took place between the police and protesters on Sunday. The students had been protesting against a 30% reservation in government jobs for relatives of freedom fighters who wrested independence for Bangladesh from Pakistan in 1971. Protesters argue that this system is discriminatory and favors supporters of Prime Minister Hasina's Awami League Party. They advocate for a merit-based system to replace the existing quota. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Nadi, the Republic of Fiji, today on a two-day official visit, marking the first ever trip by the President of India to Fiji. She was received by William A. Gavoka, Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, and P.S. Kartigeyan, the High Commissioner of India to Fiji. President Draupadi Murmu will participate in official engagements in Suva and Nadi tomorrow and day after. President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with the President of Fiji, William E. Katunivere, and Prime Minister Sithiveni Rabuka. The President will address the Fijian Parliament and hold a community reception. The visit aims to bolster the historic ties India shares with the island nation. President Murmu will visit New Zealand on the 8th and 9th August on the second leg of her tour. And in the last leg of the tour, President Murmu will visit Timor-Leste on the 10th of August. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government will keep working for the people of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh and fulfill their aspirations in the coming times. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Today, on the 5th of August, the Parliament had decided to abrogate Articles 370 and 35A, which was a watershed moment in the nation's history." He said it was the start of a new era of progress and prosperity in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed joy that India's electronic exports are now among the top three exports in the country, citing a social media post by Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. Mr. Modi said, "India's prowess in electronics is powered by the country's innovative Yuva Shakti." He said India remains committed to continuing this momentum in the times to come. The Ministry of Labour and Employment has informed that by the end of last month, more than 50 lakh workers from unorganised sector have enrolled for Pradhan Mantri Shram Yogi Mandhan scheme. The scheme was launched in February 2019 in order to provide old age protection to the workers of unorganised sector in the age group of 18 to 40 years. The Ministry of Civil Aviation and Home Affairs has launched a fast-track immigration trusted traveller program at Indira Gandhi International Airport in Delhi to facilitate international mobility with faster, smoother and secure immigration clearance. In a written reply to Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Civil Aviation Muralidhar Mohol said the facility of fast-track immigration trusted traveller program is available to Indians and overseas citizens of India. At Paris Olympics in table tennis team event, Indian women, including Manika Batra, Srija Akula and Archana Kamath, beat the Romanian team by 3-2 in the pre-quarter final match. With this win, they have qualified for the quarter final. It is historic skeet mixed team for India. Anantjeet Singh Naruka and Maheshwari Chauhan reached the top four and will now have a shootout with China for a possible bronze medal. It was a dramatic turnaround in the end, so the possibility of one more bronze from shooting has become alive again. Now the focus is on shuttler Lakshya Sen, who will aim to add a fourth medal to India's tally as he will take on Malaysia's player in the bronze medal match. And with that, we end this news bulletin.